County's All In Foundation, and you'll get your chance to grab a few and talk sports with Brad and Ben on October 18th. The press box will be hanging out at Locomart on Old Greenville Highway from 9 until noon. Locomart's teaming up with Tiger Moving Company to move some Tigers for Tata's wristbands. We'll have Papa John's pizza and giveaways too. Join us October 18th from 9 till noon at Locomart from 105.5 The Roar.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Now that it's football season, tailgaters know that Christopher Trucks is your source for RV maintenance, service, and repairs. They have a state-of-the-art Hunter all-wheel alignment machine for your RV, and their factory-certified alignment specialists are experts in making sure your RV rides safely down the road. Fire up the grill, chill the drinks, and get your RV ready for tailgating with Christopher Trucks, 108 Harris Road, Piedmont, or call 269-2131 and ask for Brian or Jennifer.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. You want to join the conversation? You're welcome to 654-7627. You know, Ramona, this must be what it feels like to be a one-legged pirate because I can't move my knee at all.
Really?
Yeah. It's worse today than it was yesterday. I literally cannot bend it or anything. And if I do bend it, then I can't bend it back. I have no idea what I did to it. I'm whining. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, you can get in 654-7627. John Height. John, how are you after that, East Carolina, the crap kicked out of him again?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Hey, how are we doing on that wager? Well, how many games have the Pirates won?
I believe it's two.
Two. And you need to win maybe six for yes. you to win. And you have UConn on the rest of the schedule. Is there anybody else left on that schedule, John, that in all likelihood you can beat?
It certainly doesn't start this weekend with number 9 Central Florida coming to town.
Give me the rest of your schedule.
Right, let me pull
I want
it
to talk
here.
A little bit about Central Florida, too, because they've been the subject of a lot of conversation around the station. I heard like 2 seconds of radio today, and all I heard was I think Brad and Ben were discussing UCF and Notre Dame, and Brad was of the opinion that Notre Dame would beat UCF, and he would take them without hesitation. I completely differ. I think UCF would wipe the floor with Notre Dame. I mean, again, there's not much to go on in terms of comparative analysis, but I watched Central Florida just humiliate Pittsburgh. I mean, the only thing Pittsburgh did all game was they scored on like an 87-yard punt return or something.
Right.
That's it. I mean, Central Florida just mauled them. Meanwhile, that same Pitt team almost beat Notre Dame at Notre Dame. Now, again, there's no real transitive property there. But I still think Central Florida is better than everybody thinks. I don't think they're as good as they were last year, but I still think they're better than most of the world thinks, and it all relates to Mackenzie Milton. I mean, the quarterback's the most important position on the field, and at that position, Central Florida has an advantage over virtually every team in the country, or perhaps over every single team in the country, because he's as good as anybody playing that position. Trust me, if Mackenzie Milton was playing for Alabama, Alabama would be doing the exact same thing. There wouldn't be any drop-off there from Tua, because they're both insanely good. And we saw it when they faced each other in high school, too. So we'll get to Central Florida and what their chances are and whether they have a legitimate shot. And I think maybe they do, in part based on the fact that the rest of the country, not very good. I mean, no. We're already seeing signs. I mean, for example, Oklahoma has a loss. West Virginia has a loss. Washington has a couple losses. Oregon has a loss. Are any of those teams going to make it through the rest of the season without additional losses? I'm not so sure they are. I think they could all have additional losses in their future. For example, Oklahoma's going to play West Virginia.
Right.
So one of them's going to lose again.
Yes.
We know that. So automatically, one of those teams has two losses.
Yeah.
Well, let's say the other one loses a game before then, which could well happen, especially if it's West Virginia. West Virginia has a few tough games before them, and maybe Texas loses too. I don't know if they can all lose, but they may. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. Texas nearly lost at Kansas State, and they nearly lost to Baylor.
Yeah, they were closer than the Longhorn fans want them to be, that's for sure.
Texas says Milton would finish Notre Dame so quick he'd be resting on the bench before Tua. Yeah, I think so. See, I think Notre Dame is a fraud, and I think we've already seen that. All right. I mean, I don't know how they're unbeaten, but I guarantee you this. They are not winning. You can mark this down as a super freaking road rage guarantee. They are not beating Southern Cal at Southern Cal in the final game of the year unless the Daniels kid is injured. If that kid's healthy, Southern Cal's not losing at home to that Notre Dame team. You can believe whatever you want. I mean, I just watched Southern Cal maul Colorado at home. They're getting much better defensively, and they're really comfortable in their own building. Young player plays better, but they're finding things they can do. Mm-hmm. They have big-time talent on the outside, and Daniels is laying the ball up over and over and over again. So I'll tell you right now, Southern Cal's taking as many deep shots down the field right now as anybody in college football. All right, John, read me the rest of your schedule there.
Well, it starts this weekend with Central Florida. That's a loss.
Yeah.
Then they host Memphis.
That's a loss.
They go to Tulane.
Loss.
Host Connecticut.
Yeah, probably win that.
And then they go to Cincinnati and then NC State.
Oh, that's a loss.
So what kind of donuts do you guys want?
Chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah,
but, you know, they're switching quarterbacks. They're trying to find something, and I know they're not going to beat Central Florida. That's obviously as unrealistic as anything is in college football. But
are they switching to Tom Brady?
No, they're not.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, then.
I think he's out of eligibility, unfortunately. And I think Michigan would have claim on him before East Carolina got a shot at him.
Yeah. The point being that unless you're switching to him, you ain't winning any of those games.
No, we're not. They're not. But that's, I always like to tell my dad, that's why I went to Clemson and you went to East Carolina.
Yeah. Dutchess says, what do you think of Georgia's chances of losing another game or two? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, listen. I'm not at all sure about Georgia, Florida anymore. I mean, for one. And I'm not at all sure about Georgia at Kentucky either.
At Kentucky?
Ooh. Yeah, that's at Kentucky. Mm. You know, look, that division's up for grabs. The SEC East is very much up for grabs right now based on Georgia's loss. Now, that's an opposite side of the conference loss, so it doesn't hurt you that much within the division. But make no mistake about it, the SEC East is now wide open. And I think Georgia demonstrated in the game at LSU that they're not good enough this year to think that they're above losing to any of these other teams, because they're not. I mean, right, if you ask me today, if Georgia's playing Florida today, I don't have the foggiest idea who wins that game. None. I think in part it depends on how committed Georgia is to running the football, which they weren't at LSU at all. And when they go to Kentucky, you know, on the surface, people say, well, you know, well, Georgia's a little more balanced. Well, maybe, but I think the Wilson kid is going to continue to get better and better and better. Texas says, I feel vindicated because this morning I told coworkers the USC would definitely beat Notre Dame in the last game. Thank you all. Yeah, you mark that down. There is no way Notre Dame's winning that football game. I promise you. I don't know whether they're winning out until they get there. I mean, I could easily see them losing at Northwestern. I have no idea what Northwestern is. Northwestern's as Jekyll and Hyde as any team in America. From one week to the next, you have no idea who or what they are. I mean, we've seen just insanity out of Northwestern this year in terms of their performances. I mean, they beat Michigan State.
Yeah.
They got drilled by Duke at home. I mean, just amongst them. I mean, they're up, down, all over the place, so you have no idea. But I don't see anything. Listen, when you can barely beat Pittsburgh at home, nothing is guaranteed you. Right. You know, this little story about Ian Book and how great he is. Look, he's better than what they had, but as soon as people start to get a book, they figure you out a little bit. And then you have to do some other things. I mean, again, they barely beat Pittsburgh. Look, in terms of this football team, a win's a win, I grant you. But when you barely beat Pittsburgh at home and you barely beat Ball State at home and you barely beat Vanderbilt at home, and the only reason you do is because Vanderbilt dropped a pass at the 5-yard line or whatever it was, then the truth is you're not that good. I mean, I'm sorry, you're not that good. We're not talking about losing to or barely beating elite teams. We're talking about barely beating some crappy teams.
Right.
I mean, when Central Florida saw Pittsburgh, they started laughing. You know, I mean, I watched that game. It was a total mismatch. Speed-wise, total mismatch. You know, and yet we want to say Notre Dame is some elite team. They're not an elite team. That offensive line's not elite. That injury up front was terrible. You know, the defense is good, but when has it been tested?
Right.
You know,
yeah, I would like to see Michigan and Notre Dame play again. I think, you know, if you look at Michigan as
there's no doubt Michigan beat Notre Dame now. You put them on a neutral field, Michigan beats them by double digits.
Yeah. I would, you know, if everyone says, well, look, they beat Michigan. Michigan didn't know what they were doing with Shea Patterson yet at that point of the season. They hadn't had a chance. It was their first game out with them. You know, it's hard to.
Yeah, look, I don't buy Notre Dame at all. I think LSU would beat Notre Dame. I think Michigan would beat Notre Dame. I know they played early in the year. And again, that's not fair to Notre Dame because they did win the game. But that was a home game in the first game of the year. And I think that, you know, those are mitigating factors. Right. And I watched the game. Either team could have won that game. But it was a home game the first game of the year.
And they won. I'm not trying to discredit that. But I would just, you know, the way Michigan is gone on throughout the season, I would.
Well, we're going to find out something about them this week.
Very true.
You know, because they're going to travel to Michigan State, and they've had a lot of trouble with D'Antonio and that team before. And I was looking at that game this morning. You know, that game is part of the Carolina Lions Bank You Pick 'Em contest. By the way, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But I was looking at that game this morning. And quite honestly, I'm not sure how either of those teams are going to score. I really not. I mean, it may be defensive scores, but, you know, Michigan runs the ball just well enough when they don't face legitimate run defenses. The problem is Michigan State's run defense is very legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just not sure that Michigan can line up and run the ball at all on Michigan State. Meanwhile, if LJ Scott isn't playing, and he didn't play last week, and I'm going to get to the strange case of LJ Scott a little bit later today. You will not want to miss this, I promise you. If LJ Scott isn't playing, and again, as of now, we have no idea. He has some sort of ankle injury that, you know, apparently has been bothering him for weeks. If he doesn't play, Michigan State won't run for a yard against Michigan. I mean, because they're not a really good running team anyway, but when Scott doesn't play, they can't run the ball at all. Texas A&M will beat Notre Dame. I agree. On a neutral field, I'm taking A&M.
Yeah, I would too.
And so, you know, when I think of that game, it's really going to come down to the quarterback play against those two opposing defenses. Now, some teams have done some business against Michigan State in the air, but part of that is because it's hard to run on them on the, you know, it's hard to run the ball on them. So you have to do something. That game last year was 14-10. Ugh. Michigan State won. And quite honestly, it looks like that kind of game to me again. In fact, you know what, Rona? Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Let me get William in here quickly before we go to break, because William always has a quick question or two. William, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How are you, bud?
Good, William. Appreciate you getting in.
As you know, I'm a Georgia fan. I'm not quite going to jump ship yet, brother, because you see what happened yet last year. I mean, they dropped that game to Auburn, and they came back, run the table, and beat Auburn in the SEC championship game.
Yep.
I mean, I do agree they got a lot to work on this year. They're a young team, but, dude, anything's possible. And you can bet Kirby's not even going to let them take a break this week. He's probably got them back in pads today, if I know him.
Run the football. Get back to run the football.
Was it working or not? Tell me, was it working? Yes. Running the football
yes.
work?
Yeah. Your top two backs were averaging 7 yards a carry, and you only gave it to them 12 and 7 times, respectively. You had 19 carries out of your top two backs who were averaging 7 yards a carry.
And what would it have hurt to throw Fields in for a couple of series just to see if it would change the momentum up of the game? I'm not saying pull Fromm and set him down. I'm saying wake him up. That's all you got to do is wake him up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, brother. I'm going to let you go because I know you got to go to break. Have a good day,
thank
sir.
Thank you, Will. Yep. You know, look, again, I think if Georgia had just committed to running the football like LSU did, then we would have had a really tight game. We would have had the game everyone expected, like a 24-20 game, which is what I thought it would be. But Georgia didn't do their part. In all honesty, Georgia got outcoached. That's how they lost. They didn't lose because of personnel. They lost because they got outcoached. LSU ran the football, committed to running the football. Their three top carriers, including Burrow, carried it like 50 times. Georgia's two top carriers, their two top backs, carried it 19 times. And they averaged 7 yards a carry. So where's the fault? The fault isn't in the two guys who averaged 7 yards a carry. The fault is in the fact that your quarterback threw 34 times and your two top running backs carried it 19 times. That's the fault. That's why you lost. You lost because you didn't run the ball. You didn't commit to run the ball. And again, this strange thing for Kirby Smart in Georgia. You know, I don't know when Georgia became air from. I mean, the last couple of games of the year, they threw it more. But when you're having success running the ball, you don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, you stick to running the football. And especially in that type of game. Because that type of game, but a game between Georgia and LSU in Baton Rouge is always going to be a slugfest type of game. It's going to be a line of scrimmage game. The team that wins the line of scrimmage is going to win the game. Well, you didn't give yourself a chance, which is what's really amazing. I mean, and I've been a big proponent of Kirby Smart. Listen, I don't care who you are. I have bad days. Everybody has bad days. I don't care who you are. A coach can have a bad day. I think Georgia's staff had a bad day against LSU. That doesn't mean that they're not the better staff. It doesn't mean that long term they won't be great. I just think they had a bad day. And I think when they I'm certain that on review, they're asking themselves these same questions. Like, what on earth were we thinking about? Why? How did we have two backs averaging 7 yards a carry and we didn't give them the ball? I mean, especially because that's not who you are. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Lion-X of Anderson.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell link belt excavators at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Link belt equipment sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Focus SE four-door, just $15,999. And remember, George Coleman Ford never charges any document fees. See the 2018 Focus SE today. Cars do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Includes $4,000 in rebates, plus sales tax and tax.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. It takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
Join us for the Press Box this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. Show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband while celebrating Take Cover's grand open house event. Pizza, prizes, and more. Come out for a great cause and join the Press Box live on location. Friday, October 19th from 9 to noon, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. We'll see you there.
Providence Staffing has been helping employers and job seekers come together. Whether it's hospitality, general labor, skilled construction, heavy equipment operators, or housekeeping, Providence Staffing can help you in your new career or advance your current career. If you need employees or a job, put the power of experience to work for you. Call Providence Staffing, where their talent is finding your talent. Call 442-6002. Online at providencestaffing.com.
another exciting year of Tiger football as they get set to take on NC State with hopes of another championship season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area, offering independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing. Visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We'd be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. It's going to be a great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
In the shuffling madness,
Walt Daptula, Road Rage, Weird to be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. You know, hey, Ramona, remember that we have that one Jason Witten fan who hates when I say bad things about Jason Witten? You know, we had to send we had to send him to Never Never Land. You know, I'm trying to save the guy. The guy, Jason Witten is like the football version of Yogi Berra without any of the smile or the humor or any of that. I mean, he's an incompetent, bumbling fool who should not be broadcasting any game. Period. I mean, every
what do you do
single,
now?
It's a whole list of things. I mean, it would take me a half an hour. I mean, amongst other things, he called Aaron Rodgers Sam Rodgers. Who the hell is Sam Rodgers? I mean, seriously, I mean, look, I guess anybody can get a name wrong.
Of course.
Are you going to get Tom Brady wrong? You're going to get Aaron Rodgers wrong? Sam Rodgers? Who's Sam Rodgers?
And they only played in the same league together for a decade.
Yeah, and again, there were like four different things last night that he said that are just absurd. I mean, he's like trying to use cliches, but he's getting them all screwed up. He's screwing up well-known cliches. Come on, man. Jimbo Fisher can use all those cliches at warp speed. Jimbo Fisher's a man.
Back in the day, winning the film and in the last game, I'm very proud of our team in regard to, you know, you got a victory. But more importantly, I would play very physical in the game. That would get great effort. We were far from perfect. There's a lot of mistakes in the game that we have to clean up. A lot of little things on all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams, that we have to make sure we're on the same page and just clean up the details and, you know, exactly have great attention to them and all those things. Sometimes they don't always bite you, but they bite you when they bite you. I mean, just because you got bottles in one game don't mean you have to fix them. And those become problems when they really need to be, don't need to become problems. You have to clean them up. Evaluate yourself, even though you had success in the game, to make sure that you're dotting I's, crossing T's, and trying to leave no stone unturned to give your opponent an advantage. And there's a lot of those things that we need to do in the game. But again, I thought we were physical. I thought we ran the football. I thought we stopped the run, which is very critical. Threw the ball with a lot of efficiency on third down, okay, even in the red zone. Third
guy used every cliche known to sports kind in that little clip. Well, I mean, Jason Witten needs to study some cliches. I mean, you know, mixing his metaphors and all that. I have a lot of people asking about Bosa. I'm going to get to him in a couple of minutes. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
You were talking about the Michigan State game, and you know I realize that Michigan is a pretty good team, and they have a good quarterback. But this is what Mark D'Antonio does: he sleeps, eats, and then wakes up, and then beats Michigan. I mean, the guy's beaten Michigan 8 out of 10 times. I'm not picking Michigan. I mean, until Michigan actually beats Michigan State consecutively, why is anybody confident that Michigan's going to go to East Lansing and beat Michigan State, especially when Michigan State just beat Penn State?
Again, I'm not confident in either one of them. See, I think people are going to overreact to Michigan playing at home. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Michigan almost lost at Northwestern. They won 20-17, and they stoned Northwestern's run game. But Thorson did some business. I'm not convinced that either one of those teams can move the ball against each other. I mean, last year was 14-10, and, you know, I don't know what the total on that game is. I haven't looked at it, but a college total that's in the 40 neighborhood is exceedingly low, like 42.
Yeah, that's not
and I'll bet you that's where it is. I'll bet you it's like 42.
20-17 would be your final.
Yeah.
But
might be 6-3.
Well, I'm taking Sparty, and that's I don't buy Michigan until you actually do it. I know they've only beaten them 2 out of the last 10 years.
Yep,
I get that. 2 times. As far as the national scene, don't you think people are getting a little bit too high on Florida? I saw Athlon ranked them as the 5th best team in America. The 5th best team in America. I mean, does the 5th best team in America give 300 rushing yards at home, or maybe go down 21-3 at Vanderbilt? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's premature with Florida, but, you know, look, they did beat LSU, and they're going to have a shot at Georgia, and Georgia's not what we expected them to be. I haven't looked at the rest of Florida's whole schedule, but the schedule was doable. The schedule was manageable before the year, and they're a little better, certainly, than I think most of us thought. But, you know, I certainly don't think they're a – I don't think they're a playoff caliber team, if that's what we're talking about. On the other hand, Joe, should they beat Georgia, they could wind up being a playoff caliber team by default. By the way, that total on Michigan State that I said I bet was around 42, 41.5. That's sort of around 42.
Well, how can you be a playoff team, Walt, when you go to the SEC championship and then get boat raced by Alabama? I mean, that's 2 losses.
I'm worried about Alabama. Again, I've been saying this for weeks and weeks. You know, the world's been crowning Alabama. But I've been saying, I see signs. I mean, and the biggest sign right now, look, I think that defense is suspect. Much more suspect than any previous Saban defense has been. But the biggest issue right now is Tua, because he's not healthy. And I don't know how bad that knee is, but I know that there are going to be some people who test it coming up, and it could get worse. I'm saying, if they wind up back at Jalen Hurts, good luck to them.
And I would agree with you, but even Jalen Hurts can go up there to Knoxville this weekend and beat them. I think LSU's going to be the game. But one last thing, Walt, and I'll get off. Army keeps impressing me. They keep going. They might win out for the rest of the year. So that Army-Navy game might be a blowout for Army.
Yep, you may be right. You know, Army lost to Mom Bradshaw, and you would have thought it would have all fallen apart. Quite the contrary. They seem to actually be playing almost better. So it's hard to believe, and Monken is doing an incredible job there, no question about it. You know, I wanted to get to these games, but let's talk a minute about Mr. Bosa. You know, Nick Bosa, just to be clear, all right, his injury, because I think we've lost sight of this, his injury is a, quote, core muscle injury, all right? Because, I mean, I've heard this injury described as other things. It was a core, quote, core muscle injury. Now, to me, when I hear that, and I don't know exactly what they're veiling in that, but to me, that sounds like sports hernia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're saying it's a left. If you actually go take the time to read the details that exist, the few details about this injury, they're saying a left pelvic core muscle injury. And to me, that sounds like a sports hernia.
Yeah.
And if that's what we're talking about, then Bosa could have returned. Now, again, this surgery was performed some time ago. I know his father, John Bosa, indicated that, well, you know, he wasn't going to see his doctor again until early November, and that's the earliest we were going to know whether he'd be cleared anyway. But in all honesty, I think that, and I haven't spoken to any of those people, I don't necessarily, I'm not there, haven't seen the medical report, and it's probably not fair to suggest that Bosa is just bugging out, but I think to a degree that's what he's doing. I think when we say core muscle injury, I don't know even know if there's like, and that's what it is, but I don't know if there's an intent to make that sound worse than it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe the stage was set for this all along. I think fundamentally what he has is a hernia. And to me, he could have returned from that. Now, it's a touchy thing. I mean, you can't come back immediately because you risk re-tearing it.
Right.
But I think that's what he has. And I think that that family knows that he is likely to be pick number one or pick number two in the NFL draft. And they have just decided, hey, look, we can't have a reoccurrence of this injury. He needs to get well. He needs to prepare for the next level and to prepare for the pros. Now, I think that Dan Woken on the evolutionary scale is a credit card above a gerbil. But I think he had something right today. And he basically said, you know, when these teams recruit players, they're telling them they can get them to the NFL. Therefore, when they decide to go to the NFL, it's hypocritical if you do anything to try and impede their progress.
Right.
And I think there's something to that. I really do. I think
I haven't heard that point before, but that's yeah.
I think just from an elementary standpoint, there's something to that. Now, what does it mean in the larger picture? Well, look, I think it's another indication of how things are changing. We've seen it with Leonard Fournette. We saw it to a degree with Jadeveon Clowney. We saw it with Christian McCaffrey. And I've been warning about this. I've warned about it now for a number of years. In fact, Ramona, if you remember, I gave our guy Bill Hancock the first ammunition ever as to one of the negatives about an 18 playoff is that you would have more conscientious objectors and people would skip the playoff. As you expand the games, because you're talking about the top players and the top teams, and you're going to have guys who, if they're going to be this only, this is not a lower level football issue. This is a prime time elite football issue. It only affects the elite teams and the elite players. It affects guys who are primarily round one or perhaps round two type of talents. And if you make them play additional games without pay and they're going to be a round one pick, there are going to be guys. And again, it has not technically happened yet. And my forecast was for when we moved to eight, but it's going to happen at four. It's just a matter of when, because you're going to have a guy who just says it's the decisions we've already seen made. We saw Fournette basically sit out. We saw McCaffrey decide not to play in his bowl game. And if you're going to try and convince yourself, oh, yeah, but Walt, if it was a playoff, these guys would make different decisions. No, there are going to be guys. Listen, I don't know how to break this down. College football, not the be-all and end-all for these guys. It just isn't. Some of them, in certain cultures, want to stay. But others have life ambitions, goals. That's why they go through all this. There is a life beyond college football for the elite player. And the elite player is going to make decisions based on their own best interests. And we've seen circumstances where elite players have been hurt in bowl games. And the course of history has changed. We'll get more into this when we get back. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester. It's absolutely incredible. We've had couples swear by it. It's unbelievable. You know, it's just a special place. It is just as the name implies. It is an urban nirvana. All the re's can be had there. Refresh, reborn, rejuvenated. You'll find it all at Urban Nirvana. And don't forget, there's a salon that employs the top stylists from around the Southeast. So if you want to change your look, that's possible. It's Urban Nirvana. If no one's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. Who deserves it more than you? But fellas, think about the people in your life. Think about your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, and the things they do for you and how easy it would be to give something back. You just go to UrbanNirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer. They will be thrilled. In turn, you will be thrilled. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Dyer Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A. Join Walt at Crescent Builders of Easley this Thursday from 3 until 7. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and road rage this Thursday from 3 until 7 at Crescent Builders of Easley, 4043 Calhoun Memorial Highway across from Hotspot. Be there.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week number 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. And it takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
Join us for the Press Box this Friday from 9 a.m. to noon at Take Cover Boat and RV Storage, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. Show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband while celebrating Take Cover's grand open house event. Pizza, prizes, and more. Come out for a great cause and join the Press Box live on location. Friday, October 19th from 9 to noon, 1448 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Seneca. We'll see you there.
Whether you're looking for a rewarding career in healthcare, business, public service, manufacturing, or HVAC, Tri-County Technical College can put you on the pathway to success quickly. With campuses in Pendleton, Anderson, Easley, and Oconee, Tri-County Tech has the school and the location to make learning easier. Check out their website, tctc.edu, and get the answers for enrollment, academics, and so much more. Affordable education with limitless possibilities at Tri-County Technical College.
It's Road Rage with Walt Daptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, Texter writes, last year my wife went weekly in the third trimester for the massage. More than worth the money at Urban Nirvana. How about that? That's what we're talking about. By the way, I also looked up sports hernia recovery time from Columbia St. Mary's Medical Center for Athletic Endeavors. Recovery time for laparoscopic hernia repair is less than 1 week. Versus 4 to 6 weeks for conventional hernia surgery. The average interval from operation to resumption of full sporting activity, 4 weeks. Again, I'm just guessing, all right? I'm just guessing that this is what we're talking about. Mark from Florence writes, Walt, you're right, in reference to the Bosa, McCaffrey, Fournette, and to some extent. And again, I think that this is the changing nature. So people are asking me on Twitter, are we going to see more of this? Absolutely. I mean, look, once these doors have been broken down, once that's occurred, you're going to continue to see it. And keep in mind, you're still talking about a small percentage, all right? Because you're talking about only the best of the best. This isn't applicable. If Joey Bosa was going to be if Nick Bosa was going to be a round six draft pick, none of this is applicable. He would come back and he would play and none of this would matter. We're talking about guys who are going to be the first 50 picks of the draft. That's who we're talking about. That's why, you know, this is not an issue for lower levels of football. It's not something that they face. This is, but the problem is that this directly relates to the playoff. And this is the warning I've been sending for some years now, is that, well, since the inception of the playoff, is that this problem relates directly to the playoff. And the reason it relates directly to the playoff is not hard to figure. Which teams are going to put the most players in the first 50 picks of the draft? Well, guess what? They're Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, you know, all these teams that are up for playoff consideration. These are the teams that the preponderance of the top 50 picks are going to come from. Therefore, it directly impacts the playoff. And my contention has been when you expand to 8, you're going to see just how much, because you will have these guys, these Maurice Claret types, who will sit there and say, and I'm not even saying it's wrong, because I'm not so sure anymore. I think you, to some degree, you have to look after yourself. I know there's no I in team. I know all that. I know all that.
Yeah, you got to look after yourself.
But in the real world, see, we can't separate as fans because we root for college football teams. Mm-hmm. All right. So when we just see it as damaging the game or damaging our team and we don't like it. How many people have we had, Ramona, like a Looper, for example, who loves Clemson, but hates the NFL? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he doesn't keep a rat's behind what happens at the NFL level. And I'm not using him as an example in this. I'm using him to point out that there are a lot of people who feel this way, that they care most about their team and their level of football. And therefore, anything beyond that, they're not all that interested in. But trust me, even for guys who love their team, love their school, their ambition, their ultimate ambition wasn't college. Mm-hmm. Nobody grows up saying, or not many people grow up saying, well, I hope to one day be a great player at South Carolina. When you grow up dreaming of athletics, you think about playing at the pro level. That's the dream. The dream's to make the pros. The dream is to be able to make a living. And by the way, that's what university is for. The reason you go to university is to increase your lifetime earning potential. Well, if you already have that option via pro football, then you've done that.
Yep.
You've succeeded in that endeavor. And that's the problem here. And so But once the sort of glass ceiling has been knocked down, as I think it already has and will continue to happen, and I'm telling you that when the day comes, and it will be sooner than later, that some guy who's going to be a top 10 draft pick, whose team is in the playoffs, says, no, can't do it. I can't risk playing those two extra games because if I sustain injury, I damage my future. And people say, well, what about insurance? Insurance is still limited. I mean, it's like $5 million. That's not your lifetime earning potential. Lloyd's of London, whatever. That's not going to cover you for your existence. And maybe you can get more than that, but it's still not. And it doesn't impact the dream. The dream is to play pro football. The dream is not just the money. It's the celebrity that comes with the money. It's all those things. It's all those elements. And so the day is fast approaching when a future top 10 draft pick says, no, I'm going to do what McCaffrey did. And again, there will be some people say, well, McCaffrey only did that because he was going to play in a lesser bowl game. No, McCaffrey did that because he didn't want to get hurt and he wanted to make money. And he did. And there was a sentiment amongst people. I heard this. People called me and said, yeah, Walt, but NFL teams aren't going to like him because they're going to view him as a quitter. And I said, no, they're not. They don't give a rat's behind what he did with his college team. They care about what he can do for them. And from their perspective, most of them are actually happy that he's skipping those games. Because if you were a team like the Carolina Panthers and you had a mind's eye on adding Christian McCaffrey to your mix, the last thing you want him doing is playing additional college games and risk getting injured.
Mm-hmm.
I realize that, again, this doesn't align with the no I in team or the conventional things that we've all been brought up on. I get it. But I'm sorry, it's a new world order. And players are starting to look to protect their own interests. And you know why? In large part, it's because almost nobody else ever has.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean... And so I understand it in that regard. I do. And it's a dilemma.
I mean, for sure.
And if one of your players leaves on you before a big moment, you know, you're going to hate them. I mean, I get it. You know, if you know, not that this would happen, but I mean, if let's just say that 2 years from now, Trevor Lawrence is leading Clemson to an unbeaten season and another berth of the playoff, and he's in year three, and the playoffs now expanded to eight teams in an extra game, and you get to the end of the season, and Trevor Lawrence says, you know what, I can't do it. I'm going to be the number one pick in the draft. I can't risk it. People here are going to turn on him.
Made me uncomfortable playing out that scenario.
In a second. You know, they'll turn on him in a second. But the truth is, he would be making a decision that may just be in his own best interest. And you know, it's easy for us to say, because none of us are in this position.
No.
But if we were, then, you know, it's just so easy to say, well, I would always stay, you know?
Right.
Because here's the thing. No one's offering you millions of dollars.
No, they're not. No.
You know, I mean, you're selling insurance, whatever, you know, I don't care what you do. You know, you're a car salesman, a fireman. I don't care what you do. No one's offering you millions of dollars. So it's easy to sit there and say, well, I wouldn't do that because, again, you're not in that position.
No, and I personally enjoy college football tremendously more than pro football. Always have, always will. But that being said, if a player decides at whatever point in time that they need to do whatever is best for them, then you got to support them on that.
And let me give you this example, John. I have a text that says, Walt, I feel most athletes still value winning a national championship at college. I think the number of players forgoing their bowl games will increase. But I don't think so. I think that's the old school mentality, but I'm just not sure it's true. You know, when they've asked players about expansion and playoffs, the players, for the most part, have been really lukewarm on it. It's not the players. It's us. We're the ones who want it.
Right.
You know, these kids aren't getting paid. You know, I mean, except in the Southeast Conference.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. Let me get Austin in here quickly. Austin, what's going on?
Not much. Hey, this is kind of like a half-thought solution, but kind of two things. How much does this issue go away if they do start paying players? That's one. And then two, is there any way to implement some type of, I know there is already a deadline for people to declare for the draft, and I don't know if there's any way to do that before they announce the college playoff, before they announce the four teams, because what's really going to, you know, make some people mad is after they announce the four teams and then a big guy decides not to play. So is there any deadline or any way to implement something like that to try and maybe just to try and, you know, come up with some kind of solution? And again, it was just half thought of. I've been in the car about 7 minutes. Yep.
Good job.
I'll listen off air.
Thank you, Austin. Good job. Yeah. Two things on the notion of paying players somehow, impacting the course of events. No, because there's no way you'd pay them enough that it would matter. You know, whatever you pay them would be chump change compared to what we're talking about. So there's no way in my mind to head it off that way. I think the only thing you could potentially do is stop it contractually, where you bind the players. But the problem is then you're going to have players saying they're injured. And then you're going to get into this debate about whether they're really injured or whether they're not injured. And so I'm not sure. And I think the other issue is, I think players' minds have been opened to the fact that, and we've seen it. We've seen attempts to unionize and things like that. I think their hearts and minds have been opened to the notion of they have to protect their own interests more because there's a feeling that no one else is. And so I think that's the other inherent danger in the process. But there's zero doubt in my mind. And by the way, I'm now receiving a number of texts from people saying that that's exactly what they would do, which is interesting. That's a degree of honesty that I'm not sure we've seen before on this issue. Like Matthew, I'll get to this when we come back because we're running a little short on time here. But you know, I think that I think it's going to be a really tough issue to head off, and I think more and more of it is coming. And there's no doubt in my mind that it will soon impact the playoff. And it may be at four teams. It will definitely be at eight teams. They move to eight teams, and I guarantee you the conscientious objectors are coming. We'll be back.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some news.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel.